Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Step into the action with the ECHL Ice Hole, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are your ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week throughout the season on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
Today we're joined, we'll be joined here momentarily by Peter Bates from the Wichita Thunder. He's among the league leaders in scoring. They just had a great weekend with two big offensive performances against Tahoe as they look to secure a playoff spot for the first time in a few years. So we'll talk to him here shortly. Elsewhere around the league, we have, hard to believe, but we are mid-February, so just about 2 months until the playoffs start. The annual Kelly Cup Tour will be kicking off this weekend in Bloomington. We'll be visiting several cities around the league, so always you know it's getting close to playoff time when the Kelly Cup starts making its way to different cities around the league.
Yeah, it's crazy that we only have 8 weeks left here of regular season. It's absolutely flown by, as we've said every single week. But make sure to keep posted on the social medias here. We're going to be doing a tour stop content post for each time the Kelly Cup goes to a new arena. So make sure to keep an eye out for that. It'll be super cool. But other than that, we just keep rolling here. Let's bring Peter on.
All right, Peter, thank you for joining us today. You guys are coming off a great weekend, winning 2-3 against Tahoe with some great offensive performances, a 9-7 win on Saturday, a 6-3 win on Sunday. So I'm sure you didn't like giving up 7 goals on Saturday, but scoring 15 goals in 2 games had to be a lot of fun from the offensive side of things.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to score some goals. Probably could have played better defense and helped their goalie out a little bit. But, I mean, as long as you win, it's – sometimes it wins look different, so it was nice to win.
So looking ahead here, we're about 8 weeks out now from playoffs, which is kind of crazy. But how are you feeling, you know, personally, and then also as the team, how do you guys feel going into this next pace of play?
I think we all feel pretty good. We've had some, you know, some of our better players get called up and stuff like that throughout the year. So, you know, we're just, you know, getting comfortable with like the roster we have, and hopefully we can keep all of, you know, our players here and stuff like that for the next 2 months. And then, you know, hopefully we can make playoffs. Seems like there's like 5 teams in our division, all pretty close together, trying to make, you know, 4 playoff spots. So hopefully we can be one of the 4 teams that make it.
So last season you went overseas to play in Slovakia. So how was, you know, that experience there leaving during the season? And then what were some of, you know, the biggest differences that you noticed between hockey there and hockey here?
That's a good question. I definitely enjoyed living in Slovakia. It was fun to travel. It's fun to see the world and stuff like that. It was a little, like last year, our team wasn't going to make playoffs probably. So it's a little easier for me to justify going there. The team I went to was doing pretty well and was in the playoffs in their league and stuff like that. Hockey, I would say the difference is like the East Coast League is, I mean, I'm pretty sure they call it a developmental league or whatever, like something like that. There is much more like team oriented. Like there's not that you don't get coached in this league, but you get coached a lot differently there. It's all about, you know, trying to win games. So, I mean, our team played pretty defensively minded, I would say. So the games were pretty low scoring, whereas here, I mean, we scored 15 goals in 3 games or whatever it was you said. So 2 games maybe. So just that stuff didn't really happen when I was there, just because it's a little more defensive minded. Maybe some of the people are a little older too, probably. So it's just a different style of hockey, but.
Then you came back to Wichita this year for your 3rd season with the team. Was that kind of the discussion you had last year when you went over to Slovakia, was to keep that door open to be able to come back to the Thunder this season?
I like to think I didn't burn any bridges when I left. It was a good opportunity for me to go and do something like that. And, you know, thankfully our coach is a nice guy and didn't, you know, lord it over my head or anything and let me come back. So I'm certainly happy to be back, and I'm happy to be in Wichita.
That's a good segue into my next question. You mentioned Bruce Ramsey there. What is it like playing for him as a coach? How is he as a person? And how do you enjoy playing in Wichita and living in the city and checking out the surroundings there?
Yeah, I love living in Wichita. I definitely love playing for our coach. He's, you know, he's a really nice guy, which is, I really appreciate. He treats you with respect and is looking out for you, which isn't always the case, depending on, you know, where you go. Some people have different agendas or trying to do different things. He's been in Wichita for a long time, so he's really comfortable here. He treats us well, and, you know, I would probably say that's one of the reasons why our team has done well this year, is like everybody's pretty comfortable. Like, we have new guys that come in and, you know, you like to think they're pretty comfortable right away. They start playing well right away, which, you know, helps all of us and makes all of us look good. So that definitely starts with him and our assistant coach being just, you know, good coaches and good people.
So before your professional career here, you had quite the success in college at St. Norbert. So walk us through that experience of those years, and do you think that they were pretty instrumental in bringing you now to your path in professional hockey?
Yeah, definitely. I loved college. It was awesome. Definitely, like, you know, kind of molds you into the, you like to think a good person, but it definitely molds you into the person, like the person I am today. I was, you know, surrounded by all sorts of good people and stuff like that, and our team was good in college, so it made it easy to, you know, fall in love with hockey and keep playing hockey for 5 years when, you know, some people get tired of it. Like, I never got tired of it. You're, you know, playing with your friends, you're playing with good players, you're getting better, and definitely just gave me more time to develop and get better at hockey so that I can play in a league like this and do well.
Over the last 5 or 10 years, we've seen a good number of players who played at D3 colleges come into the ECHL and have a lot of success. You, Eddie Matsushima, who we had on our podcast a few weeks ago, come to mind. When you were playing at St. Norbert, was a professional career always in the back of your mind?
Maybe not when I went there. I wasn't really planning on that. But my first year, we were really good. And we had probably 4 or 5 guys go play in the ECHL after the year, like, of graduating seniors. So when you see, like, you know, guys you're on a team with do it, then you're like, you know, I could do it. But, you, like, no one's leaving early in Division III to, like, turn pro. So, like, I went to college for 5 years. So I wasn't really thinking about it for the first 4, you know. But the fifth year, you start thinking, like, maybe I, you know, want to try to play, see if I can do it and give it a try. But when you're there, you just kind of, I don't know, you're just stuck in Green Bay, you know, you're not like going elsewhere. You're just happy where you are, kind of thing.
Is it kind of a point of pride for you to have a lot of success pro hockey and showing players who are at that D3 level now that there is that opportunity to be able to continue their career after the college career is done?
Yeah, definitely. It was just, I mean, like, especially for me, like, a lot of the seniors and guys that graduated maybe a couple years before me, they would all come back to St. Norbert for, like, summer skates and stuff where I went to school. And, you know, they would always be really nice to you, help you, you know, if you had any questions, they would answer them. So I, you know, like to think that hopefully if someone sees me playing that goes to St. Norbert, maybe they, you know, realize that they can keep playing too. So, you know, hopefully I can, I don't know, help or something. But
so going back again now, so before college, you were playing in juniors. So what were, you know, those years like? Most players in our league do go through juniors, but just how do you think that shaped you to prepare you for, you know, college?
Yeah, definitely. I played, I got traded a couple times in juniors. I lived all over the U.S. I went from Pennsylvania to Michigan to Texas to Wisconsin. So I took, you know, it's a lot of different, you meet a lot of different people, you see a lot of different things. It's definitely like a unique experience. Like, I wasn't in just Ontario like some of the guys on our team. Like, I, you know, got to see the US and meet all sorts of different people. So it definitely helps you prepare and get comfortable with, you know, new things and new experiences and stuff like that.
As you're growing up and going through your junior and college career, were there a few people in particular who were influential in helping you become the person and player you are today?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, probably my parents are probably, you know, the people I'm most thankful for helping me keep playing. They've, you know, sacrificed a lot to help me keep playing hockey at, you know, the highest level I can, whether that was in juniors or D3 or even now, they, you know, still help me a ton. We had like a really good captain my freshman year of college. His name was Tanner Fraze. He played a couple years of pro. He played in Idaho for a little bit in Fort Wayne. And he's an awesome guy. And just, you know, you just see people that, you know, are successful and you just kind of look up to them. So just people like that, but all sorts of people, not, you know, no one in particular, I wouldn't say.
Awesome. Well, we're going to move into some rapid fire kind of questions now, just to get to know you a little bit better. So first one we have, what is your favorite and least favorite arena to play in? ECHL specific.
I mean, my favorite would obviously be at home at our home arena.
You never know.
It's nice to sleep in your own bed. So that's probably my number one vote. But not here. I'd say playing in Idaho is fun because they have all sorts of fans. They're usually really good. People are into it. The stadium's nice. Least favorite would have to probably be Tulsa because we play there on Sunday at like 2 p.m. pretty frequently. So usually you have to wake up and drive and maybe not the most fun, but that's not a knock on their stadium. That's more, it's just tough drive to make on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So kind of along the same lines, your favorite and least favorite team to play against?
That's tough. I mean, Kansas City's been really good, so maybe they're my least favorite team to play against. I don't know. We've certainly had our fair share of losses to Kansas City in the last 2.5 years since I've been here. Favorite team to play? I don't know. Maybe Allen. I don't know. It seems like we have a good rivalry with them. I don't know. Some good fights every once in a while. Some good games and stuff like that. So maybe Allen.
Okay. If you could choose, we've been asking this question to most of the people that we have on, just because it's really fun. If you could choose any player in the ECHL to be on your line, who would it be? And also the same for in the net.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd pick all my teammates first if that was an option.
Got to stay on their good side, right?
Best player. I think I'd pick – there's a guy in Idaho. I don't know what his first name is, but his last name's Sop. Guy, he's really good. He's – I don't know what his first name is, but maybe I'd pick him. I think he's good. He beats me in a lot of face-offs. He'd be my vote. Goalies. Allen has a goalie that's really good. He catches like opposite handed. I can't remember what his name is, but he's pretty good.
Okay.
So. All right. Here's a fun one. Who on your team would you want to be stranded on a deserted island with? And who on your team would you not want to be stranded on a deserted island with?
Deserted island. It's a good question. I'm trying to think who might be hand. I'd probably die on the deserted island.
No one could keep you alive from your team?
That's who I'm picking. I don't think I could keep myself alive. Declan Smith's a pretty funny guy. He'd be nice to hang out with on the deserted island. I don't know what kind of fishing expertise he has or hunting. Least favorite? I'd probably pick TJ Lloyd to be my least favorite. He cheats in board games, so I don't know. There's a chance he'd be up to something.
Some sort of island. Okay. Next one here. Was there a specific game that you consider to be a turning point in your career?
Maybe we won the national championship my freshman year of college. So I guess I'd pick that because that was pretty cool. It was awesome. It was fun. I'd probably pick that. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's fun to win.
What has been your most memorable moment playing with Wichita?
It's a good question. Well, we haven't made playoffs since I've been here. So if we make playoffs, that'd probably go to the top of the list. Trying to think. We've had some good, like, third period comeback wins, I feel like, where we were down maybe 2 or 3 goals. But I'm trying to think That was probably last year. I don't know. Maybe this past weekend beating Tahoe. I'll pick that.
Fair enough. What are your long-term goals in hockey and both outside?
Long-term goal in hockey. Well, I'd love to win the Stanley Cup, but that's probably not going to happen for me as a player at this point. That ship's probably sailed. I don't know. Like, I just would love to be just involved in hockey. I love coming to the rink. I love like the people I meet. So I would say hopefully my long-term goal is to just stay involved in hockey. No matter what the, you know, level or whether I'm playing or coaching or watching a game. I don't know. I love being around the rink and meeting the people that you get to meet through hockey. So hopefully just stay involved as long as I can.
What does your ideal off day look like? What do you like to do when you're away from the rink, not practicing, not playing?
That's a good question. You're kind of looking at it. I enjoy hanging out. I have a cat. He's hanging out on the table right now. Usually just hang out with him. We like to play some board games here. We have a good group of people that'll play.
Except TJ, because he cheats.
Except TJ, yeah, but he always plays. He just cheats every time. But no, just relaxing. We have a nice gym here. It's nice to go to the gym and, you know, work out. And nice today that there's hockey on. So, I don't know. Someday, if there's sports on, I would love to just relax and watch sports. But nothing too crazy.
Last one we have for you here. What advice would you give to any young players who aspire to play at the professional level?
Work hard, be patient. Like, there's a lot of different ways to get to, you know, the whatever your end goal is. But, I would say just, you know, work hard and be patient. It doesn't really matter how you get to where you're going, but eventually you'll get there if you, you know, work hard and get a little lucky along the way. So something like that.
All right. Well, Peter, again, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Big series for you guys this weekend in Idaho, which obviously is your favorite arena to play in. So that should be a fun series, as you said, fighting for the playoffs here. So wish you good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think we've ever won a game in Idaho, so hopefully this will be the first time we do.
Well, good
never
luck.
Never say never. Good yeah. luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks again to Peter for taking some time to join us on today's episode. We hope everyone enjoyed it. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform. Also, be sure you're following us on social media at ECHL Hockey on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and at ECHL on X. Enjoy all the games this weekend, and we will see you next week.